at mama's, the porch light's on, come on in if you wanna.
We're happy to welcome Mr. Tim McGraw. He's got over 35 number one songs. He's been in various movies such as Friday Night Lights, The Blind Side, along with Sandra Bullock. He's a country and movie superstar. We've got Tim McGraw here on our show at Technically Speaking. And Tim, I just wanted to say thank you for your time. And how are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Again, it's excited to be talking with you and to learn more about your new album, Sundown Heaven Town.
Me too.
So, Tim, I have a question for you. The first one is really, I mean, how do you do it? You look and sound better than ever. And I know my wife would agree with that, right? She wanted me to tell you the look part there. But you're a handsome man. I can see why you've got such a beautiful wife as well. And, you know, after all these years, where do you find the inspiration? You know, just to continue making great music. It seems like your albums, they just keep getting better and better.
Well, you know, I want to get better. I'm competitive, but I'm competitive with myself as much as anything. I feel like, you know, every time I go into the studio, I want to prove that I'm an artist, and I want to prove that I'm growing as an artist, and I want to be able to walk out and look in the mirror and say that I've gotten better. And that's my goal. I think that the day that I finish a record and I can't look at myself in the mirror and say that I've progressed as an artist is the day that I probably don't want to do this anymore.
When you say that your new CD encompasses everything you've done in your 20-year music career, what do you personally like most about Sundown Heaven Town?
Well, you know, I think it touches on a lot of different styles of music that I've done, and it also sort of pushes forward a little bit in the things that I might be doing in the future, or at least, you know, progresses a little bit. There are 18 songs on this record, so there's a lot of music in there, and it covers a lot of ground. And I think it, to me, and I sort of see things in color in a lot of ways. And this album's sort of just like this big sort of sunsetty landscape to me.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking to country music superstar Tim McGraw. Tim, I have a question for you. The song on your album, Meanwhile Back at Mama's, features your wife Faith Hill, another country and movie superstar. How did you get her to sing on the album with you?
I listened to probably 5, 6, 7, 8,000 songs through a year, if I listen to any. So I'm always going through a lot of songs and always either writing songs or listening to songs, trying to figure out, you know, what's the best thing for my project and where I want to go as an artist. And I was picking up my youngest daughter from school, and that song came over my email. So I had headphones with me. I put my headphones on and was playing that song driving home from picking her up. And within 4 bars of the first lyric, I knew I wanted to record it. I knew that it was a special song. And it was just an acoustic guitar and a singer. So when I walked in the house, it was the second time I heard it when I told Faith, you have to hear this song. And I played it for her. And when it got to the end of the song and it turned around and said, me and you back at mama's, and just a flood of tears ran down her cheeks when she heard that. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her and said, I'm going to record this song, and even more importantly, you're going to sing it with me. And that's when we decided we were going to do it, just that quickly.
So we know that you're a family man. You talked about, you know, picking the kids up at school, and I think that's pretty amazing that you still do that to this day. And, you know, I've got 3 kids of my own, and I look at my career and my industry, and I hope that one day one of them, if not all of them, come up to me and say, Dad, I'd love to work with you, and I'd love to be a part of the business. So let's translate that over to you. I mean, do you hope your kids follow in your musical footsteps as well as your wife, Faith?
Well, you know, look, all 3 of my daughters can really sing well. They're all good singers. But, you know, they're caught up in their life, and they love doing what they do. They love being at school, and they love their friends. So nobody's taking it serious. I think probably Audrey probably does it the most around the house. And I want them to follow their passion and their dreams no matter where they lead. I just want them to have a doctorate in front of their name before they do it.
Nice. You know, you bring up a great point, and something we focus on every day with our clients at Jenkins Wealth Management Group, you know, and here on Technically Speaking, is the planning, right? The retirement planning. How important is planning in your life when it comes to juggling your family and your career and everything else?
Well, planning for your business, for your career, for your family, planning is probably the most important element to make all of that work. And it's a constant struggle, and it's a constant thing that I'm always trying to push is we have to plan, we have to plan, we have to plan. And who really is the best at executing those plans and making sure those plans stay in the right order and stay on target is my wife. I mean, I like things organized. I like things to be planned. But that's the way I can function and sort of run wild and loose as long as I got my borders set up. She can put the borders up for me. You know, she's great mm-hmm. about keeping. She keeps my schedule. She keeps her schedule. She keeps the kids' schedule, and she keeps everything running on track. And there's a certain amount of freedom in that for me as an artist and to sort of do the things that I do.
So if you're just joining us right now, this is something rare that you probably don't get a chance to hear on many radio stations. We're sitting here with Tim McGraw, and we're interviewing him. You know, the next thing I'd like to talk to you about, Tim, is your movie career. So you're in a new Disney film called Tomorrowland with George Clooney, and that's going to be in theaters spring 2015. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, with George Clooney, Hugh Laurie's in it. There's some great actors in that. I can't say much about the plot or anything because, you know, Disney will take my firstborn child. I can tell you that there's some future stuff, there's some present stuff, there's some past stuff. I play a dad and who's a rocket scientist. So one of those things is a stretch. You'll have to see the movie to see which one's a stretch.
So you and Clooney on the set together, I know both of you love basketball, and you even play when you're on tour before your shows. Did you and George have a chance to play while you were working on the movie together?
No, we didn't get to play any basketball, but we got to see some rockets take off. We shot all day at NASA, and we got to hang out at the space shuttle platform, and we got to see a couple rockets take off that were headed, I think, to Mars, if I'm not mistaken. And then we hung out a little bit. We hung out a little bit after that night after shooting and got to talk a little. He's a great guy, really great guy.
Nice.
He's everything that you would think George Clooney was. He is.
Well, we look forward to seeing both of you in theaters next spring. And I want to ask you a question. Let's fast forward, not to next spring when the movie comes out, but let's go 20 years down the road. If and when you decide to slow things down, where will the McGraws hang their hats? What is retirement going to look like for you?
Well, you know, we love Tennessee and we love Nashville. I mean, I think Nashville's a great town. It's growing so fast. There's so many great opportunities here for businesses and for young people who want to move here and make a life and start a life and a family. But we have a place somewhere south that we really love that's in the middle of a big ocean. So that'd be another place we'd spend a lot of time.
Okay. Do you want to tell us exactly where that is? I'm just kidding. No. From Nashville, Tennessee, Tim McGraw. You know, Tim, thanks again for your time with us here on Technically Speaking with Jenkins Wealth Management Group. And we wish you all the best with your new CD, Sundown Heaventown, in stores and iTunes now. Your upcoming movie, your beautiful family. I mean, you're a country music superstar. And again, we want to thank you for your time and being here on our show. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Right on, man. Thank you.